Today we're going to be talking about this article from The Nation.
The Nation, The Nation, The Nation.
The Nation. Speaking of The Nations.
Oh. Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast that's also a video. I'm Red.
And I'm Talia.
And today we're going to talk about something very exciting. Making babies. Or
yes.
Having babies or children. Just read this link. It tells you about the risks of having kids nowadays.
Yes.
You read the article. What did it say?
It actually starts with talking about climate change and about how the writer or the author does care deeply about the changes that are happening now. So she discusses the dangers and how people are projecting things will turn out to be once their children are grown.
Yeah, okay.
So there are numbers like how... Typhoon Sandy's will come around very often once their child is in their mid-50s.
Mm.
And of course, we all know how we dealt with Sandy, and that was a fairly terrible disaster. And we would hate to live in a world where that's our norm.
Yeah, I mean, something closer to home, Yolanda. Like, imagine having that every week, every month. How often did they predict?
Or multiple... Or for the Philippines, multiple times every typhoon season.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the kind of world... That if you had a kid right now...
If you were giving birth right now.
If you're having sex right now while watching this podcast and you're not wearing protection, wear protection. Anyway, mm-hmm. If you weren't, you know, let's say, then the kid that will be born 9 months or 7 or 8...
If you're watching us while you're giving birth during labor right now.
Our audience is growing.
Yes.
Yeah. So your kid will probably have a different experience, a much more dangerous experience.
Yeah. And they probably won't be playing in the rain anymore because it'll be so dangerous.
Yeah. You'll probably be risking your life like Maro has did when he went to Tacloban.
Yes.
In that, you know,
for
you read the comic book.
Yes.
Like, anyway.
That he
focus.
Did not publish.
Yeah, politics. Anyway, that's the kind of world we live in now. You know, climate change is real. There's still a debate, strangely enough. You know, for people
who... Yeah, of the 2% and the 98%.
Yeah, do the research, read the studies. But global warming is happening.
Yes.
And that would mean places that would not even be around because they would be underwater, you know, 50, 100 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of legacy that we'll be leaving our kids. Now, some people are suggesting that you should take that into consideration.
Yes.
When you decide about having a child, right? And that's what we're talking about today. Like the considerations that people... should have
mm-hmm.
when having kids and the motivations that often trump those. Because I think the norm is still that having kids is the thing
yes.
to do.
Yes, you
right?
get a job, you get married, you have children.
Yeah, that's just, you know, religion teaches us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go
the
forth.
Culture.
Culture. Go forth and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, people bring up the 2.1 just the replacement rate, you know, the parents just replace themselves
yes.
and account for all of the accidents and whatnot. And if you say that you do not want kids, what do you get? You are selfish?
Oh, yes. There, especially for a woman, there are a lot
for,
of things.
For women, yeah.
There are a lot of things that women hear when they say that they don't want children. Often, oh, it's just a phase, you'll get
yeah.
over it. But that's the most fulfilling part of your life.
Yeah.
That is your purpose.
Mm.
And yes, you're selfish and conceited, and how could you not want a child?
Yeah.
And oh, and of course, you're being inconsiderate to your husband.
Research in the US has actually shown that women who say that they do not want kids, that they want to stay
mm-hmm.
single, they're hated.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty extreme. They're not, you know...
They're reviled.
And why is this? Why do you think this is?
I have a feeling it's more of it's a gut instinct.
Hmm.
That for so many people, it was so ingrained in them that almost all women would have children, unless if they were becoming
yeah.
nuns. Especially here, they think that the only paths a woman can take are either they become a nun, they become a mother, or they're barren.
Mm.
For a lot of people, they don't think, or they can't imagine a woman who chooses not to have children, even if she's able to.
Yeah.
So for a lot of them, it goes against their instincts or their culture, and it goes against what they would see as the natural way of life.
Or their worldview. You know,
yes.
worldview is a very powerful thing. And
mm-hmm.
when people live a different lifestyle than you do, it kind of, you know, it's a it's an indirect argument against your lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, it's not just that you chose something else. Like, there's an implicit, maybe your kind of way of living life is wrong.
Yes.
Right? And when people with a different worldview, they see these other women who mm-hmm. choose to not have children and are happy.
Yes.
You know, they kind of, wait, does that mean I'm wrong? Did I live my life? You know, what about all of my sacrifices?
Yes.
Then they react in a, you know, very sensitive way.
They take the other person's life choices as a critique of their own.
Yeah.
More often than not. Simply because a lot of women who are mad at the women who choose not to have children, they never really thought that they had the option not to have children.
Yeah.
So that is one reason why I think a lot of them got angry.
Yeah.
When they were faced with it.
But things are quite different now. Like, more and more people, you know, studies show that as younger women or women in general are more educated, they delay the sexual act, they have less children or no children at all.
They don't delay the sexual act, they just delay having children.
They actually also delay the sexual act.
Do they?
Yeah. When you teach them about sex education. Do you want to have kids?
No. No, never
do I want
did.
To have kids? Not now. You know, maybe in the future I would. Mm-hmm. You know, for me it's just I'm not motivated to. But my friends who do want to have kids, let's talk about their reasons for wanting to have kids. You know, like one very conceited and proud, arrogant bastard friend.
I know this friend.
Yeah, he just says that he thinks his genes are good and he wants to make offspring. That have his genes, you know, improve the gene pool. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's smart and handsome, and mm-hmm. adopting would mean that he would have an unattractive. All kidding aside.
But we also have another friend who is also conceited and arrogant, who says that he thinks he could raise children better than most other people, and that's why he wants to have children.
Okay, so far we've been mentioning he. In both instances.
Both scenarios.
Yeah, I think
have more than two friends, though.
Yeah, of the friends, of the female friends that I have now, I don't know of one who wants to have kids. Like, all of the friends in my or our close circles, you know, the men maybe want kids, but the women do not want kids.
More often than not, but it could be our circles, because the circles I share with the Filipino free thinkers, almost none of the women want children, whereas the women from my workplace, which is a lot more conservative, a good number of them do want children.
Yeah.
Of course, when I asked them about it, they just said, well, that's what women do.
Mm.
That's the most common response I've gotten from the women who wanted children. It's a part of their life as they envisioned it when they were eight, while they were drafting their wedding dress.
Yeah.
You know, it was that image that they had ever since they were being brought into the culture of the Philippines.
So you think conservatism and, you know, liberalism has something to do with whether people want to have kids?
Oh, definitely,
you know,
definitely.
You know, religion is a important part of any conservative mm-hmm. person's life, and religions tend to say have kids.
Children.
And it's this, there are competitions of between religions, you know, like the Quiverfuls, you know, they want to make more babies than the other religion. You know, there are fears that some people have that Europe, for example, would be overrun with Muslims, and so the Christians are trying to have as many kids as possible to prevent that from happening.
But they're also losing their Christians anyway.
Yeah. I mean, reminds me of one friend, a common friend, who is a guy, and mm-hmm. he thinks, you know, secular people are having less and less children. And mm-hmm. that's why he's having children with, because he thinks it's his responsibility. And I think related to
that
secularism,
mm-hmm.
like there was a prediction before that by this time, that religion won't be as important anymore in certain places. But mm-hmm. that secularization theory failed because the researcher failed to take into account the fact that religious people out-reproduce non-religious or secular people.
I see that, though.
Kids, you know, you want people to take care of you when you grow older.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to be lonely in the last years of your life, right?
And for a lot of people,
some people give that, yeah.
Given the economic state in the Philippines, for a lot of them, it's their contingency plan. It's their retirement plan to have children, that they will invest in a child who can be more successful so that someone will take care of them when they eventually die.
Yeah, people often, you know, the pro-life, anti-choice people, they point to places like Japan, where there's a huge aging population with no kids or young people to take care of them anymore, and fears of the demographic winter, you know. But as we've argued before, that's just fears of the wrong kinds of babies multiplying. But anyway, back to the issue of having kids. A lot of people think that criticisms of having kids is the same as criticism of the right of people to have kids.
Yeah, which I think, well, the issue of having children is very emotional for the people who want
it's a very private and personal issue.
It's usually part of the ideal life people imagine for themselves.
Mm.
And when you say something criticizing a part of that ideal, they take it as a criticism.
As a personal attack.
They take it as a personal attack because you're criticizing everything they wanted, you know.
Mm.
And I find that it's a very instinctual reaction.
Yeah.
Because they can't separate the idea of having children and the idea of their future children.
Mm.
Because you're saying, hey, maybe you shouldn't have children, or maybe I shouldn't have children, is what they hear is, hey, that child named Melissa in your dreams, she should die. That's what a lot of them are hearing.
It's like psychic abortion.
Psychic future abortion.
In conservative countries such as ours, abortion, any kind of abortion, is bad.
Even to save someone's life.
Even to save someone's life. So people have this idea of what they're supposed to do. And you already mentioned that for a lot of people, the option or the consideration of not having kids does not even come into play. But I believe that having kids is one of the most important and meaningful things that a person can do, right? There are a lot of things at stake. We already mentioned the environment. That's a very real consideration people should have.
Yes.
You know, babies fart a lot.
They're not cows.
All kidding aside, their carbon footprint is like through the roof. You know, there's the environmental consideration, but also there's the rearing of a human person. I mean, that's no joke. I mean,
definitely not.
Even the best experts, you know, they don't necessarily make good parents. You know, they can see all of their failings.
Yes.
But the average parent, I think, you know, who can even be prepared to be responsible for another human life?
Exactly.
Right? Like, I don't think that people consider this enough.
Yeah.
You know, I believe there should be classes. You know, people should
and
take
tests.
Classes. You know, I'm not saying, or tests.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that would be a good thing. You know, parents should get these tests.
Yeah. Do you understand what trauma is?
Yeah, you know, to see how good of a parent they would be, or, you know, whether they know what they're getting into, at least.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying that the government should make it law that these tests should be taken, you know, or that training should be done. But it's a good thing. It shouldn't be, you know, mandated.
Yeah.
But people should have this option. It would be a good thing because too few people know what they're really getting into.
Yes.
And we're not saying that people should definitely not have kids. I think what I'm at least saying is that people should make enough consideration. I mean, consider it enough. Like, think about it a month, you know, a year. You'll have the kid for 18 years at least.
And at the very least.
You know, and then they go out and then to their own and do their own thing. But for 18 years, you're going to be responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's a month or even a year of considering it, you know, weighing all of your options, looking at the environmental considerations, the personal.
And the impact on not only your life and your family's life, but the life of the child you might have. The lives of the people that child would later affect or create.
Yeah.
It's a thing that a lot of people don't really imagine. They imagine, you know, walking the dog with their two children. They imagine all of the birthday parties. They don't imagine waking up at 3 in the morning when you have a 6 a.m. meeting.
Yeah.
They don't think of that. They think, oh, I'm going to be happy. They don't think, oh, I'm going to cause possibly irreversible trauma to another human being.
Yeah.
And, you know, it...
Or even just the mother dying.
Yes.
Like, there are pregnancy-related complications that can lead to your wife or the you know, the woman dying. That's a real consideration. The baby itself could die, You know, there could be miscarriages. And studies have actually shown that happiness tends to go down because of having children. You know, happiness is one of the main reasons people think, you know, people give for having children. You know, but it's, I think, sure, there could be happiness or it's a kind of fulfillment that's a long-term thing. Because in the short term, people get so stressed when they have kids. And that's why the sexual act is so pleasurable. Because it makes up for all of the stress. You know that sex better be worth it. Thank you for watching this episode. I know that we might be a bit one-sided in this episode. There's no...
Yes, we tried to find someone who wanted children, but he refused to join us. But we did try to give you his points.
Yeah, but... As always, if you have comments, if you have violent reactions...
Or happy reactions.
Yeah, please comment here. You can send an email to secretary... You like how I said it? At FilipinoFreethinkers.org. Secretary at FilipinoFreethinkers.org. We will also discuss this at the meetup. And by the way, the meetup is where we announce the winner of the Pangilang Pangulo ng Pilipinas si Erap Challenge. We will give you... a prize. We will buy you a drink.
I will personally buy you a drink.
She will personally buy you a drink. So see you at the meetup. Details of that will be posted on our site, on our social media channels. On behalf of Talia, Garrick, and the analyst desk, see you next week.